Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Oklahoma just did something many political watchers didn't think was possible. The Republican-controlled legislature approved a tax increase to give teachers a pay raise. Teachers in the state say they need more money and they'll stick to their planned walkout next week. The Department of Education is just one state agency that's contending with a worsening budget crisis after years of tax cuts didn't have the results state lawmakers were hoping for. And so even Republicans are now saying yes to tax increases. Before this week's vote, I spoke with Leslie Osborne, a Republican Oklahoma state representative who had a change of heart on tax cuts. And I asked her, aside from the teachers, where she was noticing the pain from lack of revenue.
Well, last year when I was appropriations chair in the House, I had a budget compiled on what we had actually done in cuts to our main core services in the last decade. And what it came up with was rather shocking, except for the top two or three agencies, which would be the healthcare entities, Department of Human Services, education. What we had done is we have cut the other 85% of our agencies an average of 45% in the last decade. Now, the first 15 or 20%, they may have been at a level where they needed to find some efficiency, some streamlining, some public-private partnerships, but the last 15, 20% of those cuts have been devastating. So what we're seeing is not enough foster care workers. Where Medicaid provider rates are perilously low so that we are going to face closing rural hospitals and nursing homes. It's a true crisis.
Have any agencies actually completely run out of money?
No, because, you know, we actually have a balanced budget amendment in Oklahoma, which is a good thing. We'll never get in the trouble that the federal government is, but that means we do make the cuts. Unfortunately, what it means if they did run out of money in any of these years when we were making these massive cuts is that they basically just discontinued certain programs and prioritized the others. Now, like I said, the original ones, as a Republican, I can say at the very beginning, I think there were some things we needed to do. But we went too far, and at this point, we have not only cut out the fat, we're down to bleeding out level.
How did it get to this point? Is this all about the tax cuts?
I would call it a perfect storm. If you look at the last decade, what we did is we lowered taxes multiple times down to 5%. Remember that the first three, four tax cuts were done by a Republican legislature but signed by a Democrat governor. So we had some bipartisan support. We were looking for that dynamic effect. If you cut taxes, that people will hire more people in their businesses. They'll buy more equipment. The economy will thrive. You'll see a dynamic effect economically. I believe that worked the first couple of times. But then what we did is we weren't looking at all the facts. We were trying to cut taxes to match Texas. Kansas and Oklahoma were doing this together. But what we weren't doing was the rest of the story. The rest of the story is Texas's property taxes, 2 to 3 times higher than ours. Texas taxes services, we don't. Texas taxes mineral rights, we don't. So when you aren't looking at a complete picture, we were cutting too far without all the facts. Now, after getting in and educating myself, I realized that several people had been right. So about 3 years ago, we started hearing from the treasurer, Ken Miller. He was telling us, guys, wait a minute. This experiment needs to be stopped. The second was the Secretary of Finance, Preston Dorflinger, then the governor. And I was rather vocal last year as the appropriations chair that even as a Republican, we had gone too far and it was time to start investing again in Oklahoma and trying to right the ship.
And you were ousted as the appropriations chair.
Yes, because some believed that I went too far, that calling for revenue increases, even though it was never back to the point of where we started, made me a bad Republican. I personally like to believe that it made me a good Oklahoman. Because if you invest in your future, your children, classroom sizes, teacher salaries, mental health funding, prison programming, those small buckets of money you invest in targeted areas pay off exponentially in lives and dollars down the road.
You mentioned Kansas. We've done some reporting from Kansas about what happened there, where they implemented very steep tax cuts and in the end ended up with way too little revenue to deal with all the things that the state needs to pay for, and the Republican-controlled legislature there did decide to override the governor's veto and get rid of some of those tax cuts. Do you see a similarity to what happened in Kansas?
Yes, absolutely. So I was with a group that a conservative think tank took us to meet with Governor Brownback when all of these tax cuts were being discussed. Now, thank goodness, even though our problems are dire, we didn't enact the tax cuts at the huge level they did, which was several percentage points overnight. Now, what I would say is last year, the irony is we did push a lot of bills through that were not what you call a true tax increase because we have the hardest margin of any state in the nation to pass revenue, a 75% vote, a three-quarters vote in the legislature, which is virtually impossible. A taxpayer group did that as an initiative petition decades ago, and it's made it impossible. Unfortunately, you can lower taxes with a simple majority. So,
is there any way to get rid of that law?
Yeah, absolutely. But here's the rub. It's in our Constitution. So it has to go through in one of two ways and be voted on by the people. Will the people be educated enough to understand what we did? Because a lot of times when I talked about raising revenue, the average citizen, which is what I was out running a business before I ran for the legislature, aren't even aware that we cut taxes so many times, that we created the problem and that we're only trying to go back and right the ship. I think that the teacher crisis, the education crisis, what we've done with the appalling lack of dollars sent to common education is the one thing that might make us do that. So there's two bills that are still live rounds in the House and Senate that could potentially put on the ballot, changing us from either a three-fourths to a two-thirds or another one that has some other similar measures.
So what do you say to your colleagues who don't want to raise taxes right now? I mean, how do you explain to them what you're feeling, which is that the state's in a dire situation? And I know you're against raising taxes, but you got to do it this time.
You know, it's all about education. When I came in a decade ago, this is my 10th and last year in the legislature because I'm leaving to run for a statewide office. But that being said, when we came in, we had 85 agencies. We're down to 67. So see, we've already streamlined, consolidated. We found public-private partnerships. When I came in, we had 35,000 state employees. We're down to 28,000, but with the same workload because we have a growing population and new laws. All that shows that we have done the work. Yet you hear the far-right rhetoric that says, well, we just need to tighten the belt. Guys, we've tightened the belt way past the first notch. Now, that never means that you don't continue to look for efficiencies. But if you look at those facts, then you realize you're only dealing with an ideologue.
You're running for labor commissioner. Is this a good issue for you to run on, or is it tough in Oklahoma to run and say, we got to raise taxes?
Well, now remember, as a Republican, you don't ever want to say you do. I do want to stress that we need to continue looking in particular for public-private partnerships and any kind of efficiencies we can find. What I'm saying is we may need to raise some base revenues back to a portion of where they were before for targeted investment. And absolutely, is that a popular, perfect message for a Republican? Well, it depends what kind of Republican you are.
So we're talking to you about what's going on in Oklahoma, but people may listen to it and say this sounds familiar to what's happening in Washington, a huge tax cut package just passed and not paid for. What do you think the message is to Washington, or what would you say about those tax cuts?
Okay, so this is an interesting dynamic. Here's the difference. We have a balanced budget amendment. That means when the Equalization Board comes in from the Tax Commission and gives us our numbers prior to building our fiscal year budget every year, they're going to tell us exactly how much we're in the hole or how much extra we have to spend or save. We have to make that balance by either raising revenue or cutting agencies. The federal government does not have those parameters, hence why we see constantly these huge deficits. So that means that if the tax cuts there don't work, then that we will see increased deficit spending unless they want to do something on things like entitlement programs. Now, here I have also been visiting the last month with several members of the Nebraska legislature because they are going through the same thing that we did. They're being pushed heavily to lower taxes, lower income taxes, lower income taxes. And I've been talking to them about the perils of making sure that you are comparing apples with apples, that you're looking at everything your contiguous states are doing and not just the one parameter of income tax, look at things like property and motor fuels and the other things so that you're getting a clear picture.
So it doesn't sound like you would say, don't do the tax cuts in Washington.
Well, I will tell you one thing I have absolutely no desire to do is ever be a federal congresswoman. So that's above my purview, but I would say to be cautious. Now, in Oklahoma, I know we need to redo our tax code. It hasn't been modernized since the 30s, and it's still built on a model that is different from what we are now. We need a strong new governor to come in this fall and say, guys, we need to totally modernize our tax code in Oklahoma.
You think that'll happen?
I hope so. I think it's a pivotal time for a strong governor to come in and say, guys, it's time to turn this around. We cannot be complacent about being 49th, 50th in all these indicators. We have to have a vision for our future.
That's Leslie Osborne, a Republican Oklahoma state representative. Representative Osborne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the time.
And again, after our conversation, Oklahoma's legislature did pass a tax increase to help fund pay raises for teachers. Three quarters of the legislature had to approve it. In the Senate, it passed by one vote. The governor says she'll sign it. Your thoughts welcome at hereandnow.org.